Well, over in Dublin, the city wanted to build a new fountain on O'Connell Street, and so the mayor sent out notices to all contractors throughout Ireland to get bids. They got three bids, one from a builder in Galway, one from a builder in Sligo, and one from Casey, the very astute builder from County Cork. So the mayor called in each of the builders individually and said to the man from Galway, "How much to build the fountain?" And the builder from Galway said, $3,000. And the mayor said, "Well, break that down for me." And so the fellow said, "Well, it's $1,000 for me, $1,000 for the men, and $1,000 for the materials." And the mayor said, "Okay, wait outside." He called in the next builder from Sligo and said, "How much to build the fountain?" And the builder from Sligo said, $6,000. And the mayor said, "Break that down." And he said, $2,000 for me, $2,000 for the men, and $2,000 for the materials. The mayor said, "Wait outside." And he called in the last builder, the cute, the astute Casey from County Cork. Said, "Casey, how much to build the fountain?" Casey said, $9,000. And the mayor said, "Break that down." And Casey said to him, $3,000 for you, $3,000 for me, and we'll give the job to the man from Galway. In today's gospel, we have a very similar business situation. This parable is called the parable of the unjust steward. It really is one of the most difficult parables to understand in the entire New Testament because it seems on the surface that this dishonest businessman is being praised for being dishonest. But that's not the case. He's being commended and praised for being prudent, for being ingenious, for being very intelligent in his situation. Let's take a look at this because it is easy to get confused when we look at this parable. The story is about a very wealthy owner, the master, who has a steward. A steward is the one who would take care of things. And the steward was reported for not doing a very good job, and so the owner called him in and gave him 2 weeks' notice and said, "You have to show me all the books, render an account of your service. It's about to come to an end." So the steward had a couple weeks to figure out what he was going to do. He did not want to become a manual laborer. He didn't want to go digging ditches. He didn't want to go begging. And so he said, "I know what I'll do. In order that I'll have many friends when I get fired, I'm going to reduce everybody's bills, give everybody a discount." And so he calls in each one that owed money to his master. He said, "How much do you owe?" He said, "Well, somebody said 100 jars of oil." So they tore up that invoice and they wrote a new one for 50 jars of oil. Another person owed, 100 measures of wheat. They tore up that invoice and wrote a new one for 80. And so he did this with each of the people that owed his master money. Well, what would you think would happen? The owner does not reprimand him. It says he praises him. He commends him for his prudence, for his ingenuity, for his cleverness. Now, some of the commentators say that perhaps what the steward was doing was eliminating his own share, his own slice of the pie. So he was probably just reducing his own amount of profit that he would have personally have gotten. But notice that everybody benefited from this. The master was happy because he was well praised by all the people, because obviously everybody got things for a reduced rate. The people were happy. They got a good deal. The master now knew that everybody would think well of him, and the steward would have many friends after he got fired. So again, the Lord is not praising dishonesty. He's praising the ingenuity, the prudence, the intelligence of this steward. And that's why the Lord says the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light. What does that mean? Well, we as Christians are called the children of the light. We follow Christ. The children of this world are those who do not follow Christ. So the Lord is saying that the effort and time that people put into worldly pursuits, if we as Christians put in that same time and effort into becoming a saint, into growing spiritually, into getting to heaven, we would all become great saints. Because look how hard people work for material things, for making money or for building a fortune or accumulating material things. That's all temporary. That will all evaporate in a couple years. But shouldn't we as Christians be wiser than they are and really spend time growing spiritually, developing a strong prayer life, getting to know the Lord, becoming the saint that God wants us to be? See, the children of this world often put us to shame. You know, they do so much to accumulate material things. What are we doing to build up treasure in heaven? What are we doing to grow spiritually? And so what I think we can take from this gospel, a couple important lessons. One is that we're all called to become good stewards of the gifts that God has given us. And what we should learn from this steward is to be prudent, to be intelligent, to be creative, to be farsighted, to be resourceful, and to use the things of this world for our spiritual benefit. And that's whether it be material things or money, these things should be used to help bring us closer to God, not to become a god themselves. That's why Jesus ends the parable by saying, you cannot serve two masters, God and mammon. What is mammon? Mammon is anything that we put ahead of God, whether it be money, fame, fortune, health, whatever it might be. We cannot serve two masters, God and mammon. So the Lord is saying in the gospel today, use the things of this world for a good purpose. For example, that steward used money in order to win friendship, to achieve his goal. We should use money and material things to help bring other people closer to God. When we look back in the lives of the saints, you've heard of Pope Gregory the Great. He was a very wealthy lawyer, became a governor. He had mansions and castles and estates all over Italy. When he became a priest and a bishop and then a pope, he turned every one of those estates into monasteries. See, the Lord blessed him with material success, and then he was able to use that to bring other people closer to God. In recent years, you have someone like a Tom Monahan, who built a huge fortune, multi-million dollars, in Domino's Pizza. He established Ave Maria Law School and Ave Maria University down in Florida to educate the future leaders of America, to educate our young people into the truths of the Catholic faith. See, with great wealth comes great responsibility. So he was able to use a great deal of his wealth to help educate and train future Catholic leaders and to promote vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Think of what Mother Angelica did. She uses television, technology with EWTN, and she's able to reach millions of people every single day with technology and donations that come in from around the world. So again, we should use the things of this world to bring other people closer to God, whether it be money or technology, the media. A few years ago, some businessmen got together and they said, let's start CD stands in every Catholic church in America. And so they have over 200 CDs. You have Bishop Sheen, Mother Teresa, Pope Benedict, Scott Hahn, others. You can go into almost any Catholic church in America and pick up a CD and listen to it in your car and learn more about your faith. See, the businessmen got together and said, let's use technology to help evangelize and to save souls. So money is morally neutral. It's like television. It could be used for great good or great harm. So money is a good servant, a good tool, but it's a bad ruler. So we should use money to bring other people closer to God. Money is neutral in and of itself. It can be used for great good or great harm. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. If somebody puts money as a god, puts it ahead of God, and makes it their god, it can become evil. But if it's used as an instrument, as a tool, it can do amazing things, like build beautiful churches and cathedrals, help feed the poor, and help others by evangelizing them. So I think that's what we should take from today's gospel. Just as that steward used money to achieve his goal, which was friendship, so we should use money and material things to help us attain our goal, which is to bring us closer to God and to help save souls and to build up the kingdom of God.